N0GR. I'm not even sure where they're building it. Where is it?
West of downtown on University Ridge Road, and I'm on, well, I guess this would be Church Street. So it's just to the west of town there, just, not hardly any at all. You just go over the bridge when you're going west, and it's on the right side on the corner.
They're building it where the old county square used to be.
You can't even recognize downtown now compared to what it was. I mean, it's just as you cross this bridge, you look around, and there's apartments and condos everywhere, and new skyscrapers, I guess you call them, high rises. It's amazing how fast it's changed.
There's a speck of dirt on downtown Greenville. So they're building something on it, mostly apartments. And I tell you, I don't think our infrastructure is going to be able to handle all that, but I guess we'll see. It's going to be interesting. But anyway, well, I'm kind of glad I live where I live, and you know, I don't have much business downtown, so unless we want to go eat at a fancy restaurant or something.
Here's the yard. Yeah, I'm right below the first building as you're coming in on Church Street here by that big cemetery, which I can avoid for a few more years. we don't go downtown, especially with this COVID. We haven't been down there in a couple of years. I used to like to go down there at that old country store and just walk through it and buy some of the different old-timey candies, which usually went to waste, but I'd still buy some. But it's fun to go through. We just don't frequent this area, but unfortunately, one of my doctors is on the other side of town, the same side as the VA's on. I have to go over there to Dr. Rogers now and then for a checkup. And, I forget what they call him. Anyways, they work on the skin and stuff like that. Burn off lumps and bumps or whatever. Dermatologist, I guess. So I go back every 6 months because I had a little precancerous thing on my ear one time. And he looks me over. Real good doctor. Real sharp man. Wears a new bow tie every time you go in there.
Good. That's good. Somebody needs to be looking you over. Oh, me. KP4 CPA. Well, yeah, I go to a dermatologist once a year now. They found a place, like a precancerous thing on my back. They had to wound up, well, they cut a little bit of it out, and the margins weren't clear, and they had to go back and cut a chunk out about the size of my thumb. So I got this nice scar on my back. But, they do a body check once a year just to be on the safe side.
This is N0TR. Well, we'll have to compare scars someday. The one on my back reaches from the base of my neck clear down through the center of my back and over and under my armpit, and they had to open that up twice because they left me bleeding inside after they broke my ribs twice. The good old days. Shoot. And then left the stitches grow into it and got infection in that. You don't forget those things. I don't think I'm going to stop at the donut shop. I don't think that's heart-healthy food, but I still got another stoplight or so to make up my mind, but this crappy weather out here and driving in it, that's not a good thing. Boy, you talk about the infrastructure not being enough. I watch Fox News on Channel 21 of a morning over the air. And I-85, they've done a beautiful job down there, but it still stops every morning. It never fails. There's always three or four wrecks.
Well, as long as you got people driving cars, you're going to have wrecks. So they, it's kind of like the, the Henry Ford story, and they said, when was the first race? And they said, when the first two cars rolled off the assembly line.
I don't doubt that. Dave, I got to ride in that new stud horse the other day, and I was wondering, do they aftermarket those progressive taillights? I like that on the Mustangs. His are just the regular ones. His is a 2007. But I'd like to see Mom and Dad get him those. Those really stand out, boy. When you're stopped and give a turn signal, people see that.
It's a really neat feature that I like. I wasn't sure when I was looking at this car that it would have it, so I checked that, you know, just out of curiosity, because I didn't know. And I'm sure you can buy them aftermarket, I have no doubt. If you got the money, they, they'll sell it to you.
That's Pleasantburg Drive, so I understand if you can't hear me. I'm on medium power. I think I run about 15 watts or so, Dave. Right in front of Lidl's down here. You know where that's at. Yeah, I'd like to. They were talking about birthday presents, and that's his birthday present. And then they were talking about Christmas and everything else already. And I don't want to participate in helping with the car. He's just 14 years old, put it that way. But, you know, I wouldn't mind sending him over there at that BMW driving school.
A good thing. And, we had to take driver's ed in school. But, heck, I've been driving cars since... After I quit sitting in my dad's lap driving cars, I was 11 years old, and he just, it was a bench seat. He just got out, and I just slid over under the wheel. 63 Plymouth Fury with a 383, and drove to my grandmother's, and 11 years old, so I knew how to drive a car before I got into high school.
Sure. And you weren't violating any laws. Well, Bernice beat us. She started driving a tractor and at about 9, I think, and then combines and everything else. But I started driving Cushman Eagle about 14 years old when I was throwing newspapers. And then I got a 80cc Yamaha Trailmaster or whatever they call them. And then I got a 125, and I didn't keep it long. I blowed a piston in it. And then I got a 250 YDS3. And that's how I learned to drive there a lot. I did go through driver's ed, though. But, which I think should be mandatory. I didn't back then. I thought it was a waste of time, but still had to do it if you wanted to get Mom and Dad a good insurance rate.
or CPA. Well, yeah, that's why I took it. I mean, yeah, you get, I think we got 10% off, and, you know, my parents were all about saving money, so. But I'll never forget the road that goes through downtown Taylor's, it used to merge back into Wade Hampton, and it was a yield. It wasn't a stop sign. And so here we are pulling out on the Wade Hampton Boulevard, because I went to Eastside High School, so we were on that side of town. And we were in a Ford, I forget what it was, but it had a big engine in it. And he said, you know, I looked back in my rearview mirror, and there was some traffic coming, but I had plenty of time to pull out. And he said, goose it. So, man, I laid into that thing and got up to the speed limit, and he never told me to goose it again.
In 0 TR. Shoot, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, this Avalon with this, I think it's 4 liter, 6 cylinder, something like that. Anyways, it's 265 or 285 horse. It has a little torque thing when you kick it in the butt, which I've only had to do a couple of half a dozen times since we've had it, since 2013. But I took off from a stop one day, and I had a car coming that was in a blind spot of a tree, so I needed to get out of the way and goose it a little bit. And boy, that thing actually made it, the front wheels go just a little bit to the left. I could feel it kick the steering wheel. Kind of startled me. But it's going to all get up and go, I want now. Isaac's just got a 4.6 8-cylinder. It really sounds nice. Doesn't sound as good as yours, but it sounds nice. But he can change all that, and they're going to put a new air box on it and all that stuff. They was going to get a fixer-upper and fix it up, but this one here had, I looked at this odometer, I had 33,000 miles, and it was a one owner, Dave. And to find that, they just about couldn't pass on it, even though the price was elevated a little bit. It's just a really nice car. I found one scratch on it underneath the front skid plate there, where somebody pulled into, you know, how you pull up on some of these, you know, when you, parking places, that they'll scrape a little bit on these low cars. And that was the only scratch on that whole car.
Nice. That's definitely low miles, because they give you $15,000 a year. And mine had like 50,000 on it when I bought it, and I bought it almost 3 years ago, and let's see, it could have had, oh gosh, 135,000 would have been average for the age it was, and I'm sorry, 100,000, and so it had about half the mileage that, you know, would have been average mileage for this year car, which is a 2012. So anyway, and I'm really enjoying it. I just bought a new set of tires and got the front end aligned, and it just drives and rides even better.
Down here around the post office on Wade Hampton, headed towards home, if you know where that's at, by the Springwell Church, it says out there on that building. Well, this was a one owner, and he's got the Carfax on it, and this particular dealer is noted for that, and it comes from Connecticut, and like I say, he's got the Carfax on it and everything. And Dave, I opened the trunk. It didn't look like a trunk had ever had anything in it. The engine looked just as well. it had a couple of taillight bulbs out on it, so I'm told. I didn't notice it, but I usually check that, but I didn't. The daughter drove it over to show it, because he hadn't seen it yet. They're keeping it over at the other grandparents' house. But they apparently kept it for a summer car and just took it out in the summer because there's not a speck of rust on it. And, you know, a car from the north, that's one of the first things you look for.
Yeah, I know. I've worked on one or two that came from up north, and good Lord, have mercy. You raise that thing up, and it's just one big chunk of rust. It was like the Titanic with all that rust hanging off of it, and it just gets worse every year. But anyway, well, I'm sitting in the garage here, so I'm gonna bail out on you. But yeah, I know exactly where you are. You just went by, by Rutherford Road, a mile or so back, and I would turn off of Wade Hampton to get, to get to my subdivision. But anyway, I'll say 73s, and have a safe trip the rest of the way home, and I'll stick around for your final. Have a good one, KB4CBA.
Well, the emergency vehicles are out right out here in front of Josie's, and there's one car sandwiched in between two fire trucks that they're protecting, and must have just happened. I couldn't tell if someone's laying outside the car or not. Something was laying outside of the car there anyways. But I'm glad I didn't have to go past that, but the road's still clear anyways. Well, good to hear you, Dave. Yeah, we're happy you got that. The neighbor, who's very knowledgeable about automobiles, said that they had owned two of those 2007s, and that they really liked them, and the engines last forever. So that's good to hear. He worked on cars for years. And I'd call him pretty much a master mechanic. He says he's a Jake Lake, but from what I've seen him do on those cars he's built, he ain't no Jake Lake. See you later, Dave. KB4CBA and 0TR73.